And that was the Chauncey Pops. The time is 11 o'clock. You're listening to KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And today we have coming up the Buchton Scorn Gospel Radio Hour. On today's installment, which is taped in Hazel Park, Michigan, we will hear all tracks off long-playing black gospel records from the 1960s and 70s, with several longer cuts as a result, including a number written and recorded by the Queen of Memphis Gospel, Miss Lula Collins. First up is You Don't Know by Madam Edna Gallman Cook on the Nashboro label. Stick around and enjoy.
Oh, I love to talk about the goodness of God. Maybe some of you are saying right now, Edna Cook talks too much. But oh, you don't understand. I'm obligated, and I must talk about God and His goodness. You see, He's been good to me, and I promise to be a witness for Him. And I've got to tell it as long as there's breath in my body. How once when I was an outcast, on my way to hell, Jesus stopped by, saved my soul. Now I can shout and tell. You can't tell it, you don't know. You can't tell it, you don't know. But I've got to tell it, you don't know. Oh, I've got to tell it, you don't know. When I was sick and at death's door, the doctor said I couldn't get well. Jesus stopped by, laid his hands on me. Now I can run and tell. I've got to tell it, you don't know
what He's done for me.
I've got to tell it, you don't know.
How the Lord set me free.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving my soul. Oh, I know. Yes, I do know.
What He's done for me.
I know. Yes, I know.
How the Lord set me free.
And I've got to tell it, you don't know.
What He's done for me.
I've got to tell it, you don't know.
I keep on praying, you know that
I don't want to be alone.
Hey, the reason
why
I keep on praying, you know that
I don't want to be lost.
Keep on telling you the
reason why
I keep on praying, you know that
I don't want to be lost.
Say now
I don't want to be lost.
When my
hold on, Jesus come.
The reason why I keep on singing, cheering, you know
I don't want to be lost.
But hey,
the reason why
I keep on
singing,
you know that
I don't want to be lost.
I keep on telling you
the reason why
I keep on singing. Work to do, but then I took my master's hand. Then I joined Jesus' hand. But hey,
I don't wanna
be lost.
When my Jesus come,
oh Lord,
when my Jesus come,
you know that
I don't want to be lost.
I don't mind crying sometimes.
I don't want to be lost.
I don't mind praying late in a minute.
I don't want to be lost.
Hey,
I don't want to be
keep on waiting.
Keep on waiting.
Keep on watching fire.
And I'll keep on watching.
Jesus is waiting for me.
They're all
morning
I know
in the street.
Yeah. I come this evening to let you know. Yeah. Down in my heart, yeah. I was walking down Main Street, yeah, just the other day. And a blind man walked up to me. Yeah. He said, son, you know that I'm blind. I'm old. You know that I'm feeble. But I've got my ticket, yeah, and I'm ready to go. I'm not worried, I'm not ashamed, yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready to go home? He said, before I leave you now, I have a song that I want you to sing for me. I want you to take this song out in the world today. I want you to sing it in the home, sing it in the street. I want you to sing it everywhere. Then about that time, he folded up his arm. Then he looked to the sky. These are the words that I heard him say. Oh, this old world can't last too long. Oh, this old world can't last too long. Oh, this old world. Wait a minute. Then he stopped in the middle of the street. Yeah. He walked up to me with tears in his eyes. Yeah. Then about that time, he spoke to me. Yeah. He said, son, yeah, I'm ready to leave you now. I don't want to go, but I've got my ticket. Yeah. Got it signed and sealed. I'm ready to make it on up the hill. Oh, this old world can't last too long. Oh,
this old world can't last too long.
Say it one more time.
This old world.
Then about that time, I saw a blind woman. She was walking down the street. These are the words she said to me. I never been to heaven, but I have been told. The streets are pearly and the gates are gold. Yeah.
can tell the world about this.
You can tell the nation.
Bless your soul.
Thank you.
Thinking of the song, you ought to have been there. You ought to have been there.
Yes.
God has done so much for me.
Thank you.
Imagine the sinners will be saying these words. Oh, tell me how long have the train gone? Oh, tell me how long have the train. Oh, tell me how long people keep coming, but the train. But the train is gone.
The train is gone.
The train is gone.
Lord,
it's gone. There'll be no sinners.
God's
the
news.
It's a hell train. It kept on moving. Kept on moving. He's coming from everywhere. Out on the highway. Out on the byway. But the train is gone. Run, sinner, run. You can't get the train. It's gone home. Oh, it's gone home. Oh, it's gone. Out on the highway. Oh, highway. Kept on moving. Oh, just a moving. Oh, just a moving. Oh, just a moving. Oh,
Although we're living in changing times, the God of justice never changes. He is demanding justice to run down like water and righteousness as a mighty stream. And it is the task of us all, as children of God, to beat the hammer of justice in a world which the rich get richer while the poor get poorer. The workers have nothing and the shirkers have everything. Those who work most have the least. Those who work the least have the most. In a world where honesty wears a rag and rascality wears a purple robe and sits on a golden throne, it is still the task of all of us, ministers and laymen, to beat the hammer of justice all over this land, all over this world. It is our task to hammer and hammer until the withering hand of want is no longer stretched out for charity, until crime no longer blights the earth and fills the streets of the city, until justice sits on the court and love occupies all pulpits, until all the nations of the world beat their swords and spears of destruction into plowshares and pruning hooks of production and study war no more. Then the world can be controlled by liberty, love, justice, and charity. It is our task to hammer out slander, hammer out a warning, hammer out love between brothers and sisters all over this land. Now, if I had a bell, I'd tinkle in the morning, tinkle in the evening, all over this land. This bell is the bell of freedom. We all have this bell of freedom. Although there are still people in the world who do not want certain people to have that bell. But we must be sure that we ourselves do not try to prevent anybody else from having that bell. We must be sure that we ourselves do not tinkle our bell of freedom in any kind of way in which it will prevent anybody else from tinkling his bell. Yes, oh, you don't hear me. Yes, why don't you? There are those who take the position that when Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, saying, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," that he did not mean all men, that he had only white men in mind. But as Christians, we must tinkle our freedom for the freedom of everybody else. All over this world. All over this world. It is our task as Christians to treat everybody right, regardless how they treat us. Everybody everywhere needs to recognize the fact that all men were created for equality of opportunity. Not everybody can write like Shakespeare. Not everybody can speak like Demosthenes. Not everybody can invent like Thomas Edison. Not everybody can sing like Marian Anderson. Not everybody can paint like Andrea Del Sordo. Not everybody can make money like Henry Ford. Not everybody can preside over a nation like Kennedy. Not everybody can preach like Fosdick. But everybody, all men, black men, white men, rich men, poor men, young men, old men, ignorant men, learned men, can tell the love of Jesus. We can say he died for all. Oh, you don't hear me. All right. We all have a bear. We ought to tinkle out danger. Tinkle out a warning. Tinkle out love between my brothers and sisters all over this world. As I draw toward a close, if I had a song of love, as an old Negro spiritual says, Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. If I don't have a song of love in my heart, then I can't sing it. For no song can be sung effectively unless it comes from the heart. Harry Truman said, it is easy to have an idea and plan in mind to become more loving, to sit with my mind and give assent to the thought of being loving. This is crystal clear. But I want to be more loving in my heart. Notice here, he didn't say, I want to become, but I want to be more loving in my heart. Oh, yeah. I must feel like loving. I must have the desire to be more loving. I want to be a kind, considerate, lovable human being that I can love everybody, everywhere. You know, some folk only can love friends. Some folk only can love their family. But I want to love everybody in my heart. Notice here, he said, if I had a hammer, well, everybody had a hammer. Your hammer may not be like mine. My hammer may not be like yours. But I'm gonna beat it everywhere I go. Yes, sir. On the mountain, down in the valley, I'm gonna hammer until the world knows that I've been changed. Yeah, I'm gonna hammer in every mountain.
Had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Sweet lamb,
baby, sweet lamb.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Sweet lamb, baby, sweet lamb. Read it,
read again,
read it,
read again,
read it,
read again,
read it,
read again.
Read it.
Read again.
Better read your Bible,
read again,
John.
Read again.
One and one.
Read again.
In the beginning.
Read again.
Was the Word.
Read again.
The Word was God.
Read again.
The Word was with God.
Read again.
The Word was made flesh.
Read again.
And dwelt among men.
Read again.
Read your Bible.
Read again.
Read your Bible.
Read again.
Read it well.
Read again.
Know about the story.
Read again.
I'm about to tell.
Read again.
Read it.
Read again.
Read it.
Read again.
Read.
Read again.
Read,
read again,
read,
read again,
read it,
read again.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Bear had a little baby,
sweet lamb.
Sweet lamb, baby, sweet lamb.
coast came rushing as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now they began to speak in unknown tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Now if you don't believe we've been redeemed, just follow me down to that Jordan stream, and you can step in the water, and the water might feel cold. It might chill your body, but not your soul. It's the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
For men, cause we have a hope to see the promised land. Now sometimes we feel up, and sometimes we feel down. Sometimes we feel level to the ground. But if you don't believe we've been redeemed, just follow me down to that Jordan stream, and you can step in the water, and the water might feel cold. Might kill your body, but not your soul. It's the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, the Pentecostal power now.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus said
he's coming back
just right for peace
in the night.
God always
kept his promise
of
this
freedom. Oh, yes, I want to
be there.
Hallelujah, when the roll is calling him in, I want to
be there.
When the saints go marching in, I want to
be there.
When the book of life is open, I want to
be there.
When they crown him Lord of all, I want to
be there.
Ago. And the title is Don't Let the Devil Arrive. After performing the play with another group in the city, we learned that we touched many lives. The plot is a young woman of the world who lives in the home of her same parents. Her mother and father prayed that the Lord would save their daughter. They constantly talked with her about going to church, and she finally agreed to go. After attending services for some time, and you know the devil talked to her mind, and her so-called friends turned their back on her. Yet the daughter decided to surrender her all to the Lord. Yes, mom and daddy prayers was answered, and their daughter Pat was saved. She gave up the word, but there was one thing she had to give up, and it hurt her to her heart. And that was the only man she had ever loved. I know those of you listening to me right now are wondering, why did she have to give him up? Why couldn't they get married and make it pleasing in the Lord's sight? I want you to know the man was already married and had a family. The morning Pat watched to meet him and tell him that she couldn't see him no more, she stood in a room with tears in her eyes. And she looked up toward heaven ways. She began to pray. And as she prayed, she was asking the Lord to give her strength. This is the prayer she prayed. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to do what you told me to do. Please, Lord, help me. Give up the only man I ever loved. You told me, let every man have his own wife. Then you told me, oh yeah, thou shalt not commit adultery. I know you fill me with the fire and holy ghost, but the love I have for you, oh yeah, is still in my heart. Lord, you know
man. Please help me. Please help me. You got to help me to give him up. She went on to the meat plate. When she met him, she began to testify how the Lord had come in her life. Oh, he was a backslider. He understood the works of the Lord. He didn't want to give her up, but the Lord worked in mysterious ways, and he stood there and decided that he would go back to Jesus himself. They said their goodbyes, and as they turned to walk away, Pat looked up again. Tears were still rolling down her cheeks. She began to talk to the Lord. This is what she told him.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour on X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much to Justin for getting us started with the station ID stuff and introducing the show. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. I hope you've enjoyed this show. We've come to the end. We got one more track. Let's start at the beginning, though. I played all black gospel long players from the 60s and 70s today. You Don't Know started us off, Edna Galman Cook on Nashboro. I Don't Want to Be Long, the Highway QCs on VJ. Waden by the Chariot Gospel Singers on Peacock was after that. Then we heard the only cover I've ever heard of George Perkins and the Silver Stars, Crying in the Streets. That was by the Seven Brothers on House of the Fox. Then we heard World Can't Last Long, the Sensational Stars on it must be a self-released record. There's no label. You Can Tell the World and You Ought to Have Been There by Bishop Stanley Halton and the Choir of the Bethlehem Temple of Terre Haute, Indiana was after that. Then we heard a designer LP, Sure Thing by Big Milton and the Sons of the South. That was the title track of that record. Then we heard The Train Is Gone, Mighty Clouds of Harmony on King. And then after that, a Detroit group, the Pure Heart Travelers on Versa. We heard Call on Jesus by them. And then we heard If I Had a Hammer, Part 2. A lengthy excerpt, we heard most of Part 2. That was the sermon on Jewel Records. I really enjoyed the delivery and the message, and I hope you did too. And then we heard Sweet Lamb by Reverend Robert Ballinger on Peacock. Love his sound. And then we heard Pentecostal Power by Yvonne Mitchell with the Bethlehem Temple Apostolic Church of Cincinnati, Ohio, self-released. Beautiful looking record. And then we just heard the Williams Brothers. I believe that's a later recording. That might be, I know I said 60s and 70s, that might be 80s. I don't know. There's no date. That was on Kayden, K-A-Y-D-E-N Records. I Want to Be There, the Williams Brothers. And please stay tuned for the further adventures of Encyclopedia Sound. After this, we got one more track, The Sons of Zion, My Mother is Gone, on the Cleveland bass label Bilesi. Again, thank you so much for listening to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Catch you next week.
Oh, the last time.
The last time.
I saw my mother.
I saw my mother.
She was on. She said, my son, mother's got to leave you. And then she smiled and turned her head, and she said these words.
From my eyes,
she said, my son.